Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And it's time for some good news.
Yeah, there is good news in the world.
And we bring it right to you.
Giving good vibes to our tribe.
The Jeff and Jen Show is about to give you all the feels.
We're going to kick things off right here in Atlanta. 1 year ago, something very cool started to happen. Some magic started to come together when one woman got really old. It was her 40th birthday, and she decided to raise money.
That's not old.
At her birthday party for an organization called Reese's Magic Fund.
Aww.
Ever heard of this, Jen?
Aww.
What is Reese's Magic Fund?
Reese's Magic Fund is the fund that we created in honor of our daughter's battle with cancer, and it all goes to childhood cancer research. It's our way of saying thank you to the doctors who saved her life. We support their research.
Well, Reese's Magic Fund was born about the same time that Jen celebrated her birthday, last February, and the folks at the Affleck Cancer and Blood Disorder Center just sent over a list of things that have happened since that party, okay?
So what they've done with the money that Reese's Magic Fund has raised.
Yes, okay.
Wow.
First thing you need to know, over $73,000 has been raised to fight malignant germ cell tumors.
And that is thanks to the Jeff and Jen Show family members.
No. This is that's they're great, but this is about you, Jen. This
Aww.
Is your idea.
No, it's not.
This letter is to Grant, Jen, Lauren, and Reese.
Oh, Jen.
All right. So over $73,000 was raised to fight malignant germ cell tumors. The folks at the Affleck Cancer and Blood Disorder Center at CHOAT, at Children's Healthcare of Atlanta, hung out with us at the Roxy for our Kelly Clarkson concert, watched the solar eclipse with Jen at Bistro Nico, and created and sold hashtag blessed t-shirts to create awareness at all of those events to contribute to that $73,000. Helped Jen organize the first survivor session, which is a whole bunch of people who have been down that parent of a kid with cancer road coming together to support parents who just found out they're a part of that club. And it was a really cool thing to witness all these moms and dads and siblings standing up and saying, look, this club you're in right now, like, what do you say? It's like, you have a phrase, like, nobody
yeah,
wants.
Yeah, you don't want to ever sign up for it, but once you're in, you can't live without it. And
right.
It's the support system around you.
So Jen organized this group, and they got together at Children's Healthcare of Atlanta and talked. But I think this one right here is the coolest. Because of that $73,000, Dr. Olson, who is Reese's pediatric oncologist, was able to bring in over 40 doctors from all over the world to sit in Atlanta for several days and talk about malignant germ cell tumors, which is exactly what Reese had. 40 doctors sharing their knowledge from every little corner of the globe, and every single one of them went back to their part of the world a little bit wiser, and that made the world a little bit closer to making the treatment and cure of this tumor even more realistic. So congratulations, Jen.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you highlighting that, because it really is the Jeff and Jen Show family members who deserve the credit, because you guys have been so supportive of Reese's Magic Fund, and you've donated, whether that was $5 or you bought a hashtag blessed t-shirt or you came to one of our events. You guys are the reason that that number is where it is. So thank you so much.
And it's choa.org/Reese. The fund is always taking money. So if you feel compelled to donate, choa.org/Reese. And next year we can read a similar letter.
Thank you. That's so sweet, Jen.
Congratulations.
That's a surprise.
And I do think it's cool. Dear Grant, Jen, Lauren, and Reese.
That's so sweet.
Does that go in her baby book?
Yeah, sure. You're right.
That's awesome. All right, Janine, go ahead and wow us. You've been so excited about this for a week now.
I am, but now I got to follow that up. So that's
right,
But this is the woman we've been calling the most interesting woman in the world, who is 23 years old.
She's 23, and she blew my mind. I got to talk to her last Friday after a listener reached out after last week's All the Feels, saying, "Hey, you got to check out this girl, Eunice. I just hosted her. She's in Atlanta right now." And her goal is to travel 6,000 miles across the country and back on rollerblades with no money and no plan of where she's going to sleep that night.
Whoa.
It is incredible. I want to play you the whole interview. I'm going to have the whole interview up online because I just kept asking her questions. And the very first minute of what she said was everything you need to know. But then she kept going and it's just explaining what she's doing and how far she's gone.
So I did about 750 miles now. I don't have a really like set plan because the whole journey is about just going with the flow and meeting people and just finding the right people. And so I don't carry any money with me. I don't receive money. Just relying on the kindness of strangers to feed and host me every day. And for the past 37 days, there's not a day I had to sleep on the street. So I just want to show that there's a lot of love and kindness in the world. All I need is just faith, believing in the goodness.
Wow.
Isn't that incredible?
So just ready to prove there are kind people in the world.
Yes. And I know she sounds a bit naive, but I kept asking her, and she's been traveling alone since she was 16 years old. And the more I talk to her, I realize she's not naive at all. She just does not let fear get to her at all. And she even said the most negative experience she's had so far was when an old woman yelled at her for 2 straight hours and would not let her leave. Really? And even that story has a good ending, which you'll have to listen to the whole interview for. But she said her goal is to rollerblade for 6,000 miles. She does about 30 miles a day. She'll put in a route about 30 miles down the road that morning. She doesn't know where she's going to sleep. She doesn't ask people to host her either. She just waits until someone offers. Otherwise, it's not a random act of kindness. And
wow.
Yeah.
This is so fascinating. She's truly the personification of leap without a net. You know how you always hear that? It's like jump and the net will find you. I mean, she's living it.
She absolutely is. And she even said there's no official route. The only reason she ended up in Atlanta was because the Atlanta skate community reached out to her on her Instagram, which you can follow her entire route. But I asked her what made her want to do something like this. Like, what actually got you to make the leap and go without any money? And she started telling me about a lesson she learned while she was traveling in a richer part of Hong Kong and she needed to borrow a phone.
I was rejected 4 times when they had their iPhone in their hand because they were afraid to help. They were being cynical. And I don't think they're being unkind. It's just because of like the media portrays so many bad things that they're just scared. And I want to do this to show that don't be scared, because there, people aren't the way we see in the media. And I just want to be the media that tells the good side of the humanity.
And right, like, she had me tearing up the entire time. And like I said, she won't accept any money. But if people ever do want to give her money, she's actually started giving money to a cause that helps young women have access to education in countries like Uganda. So any money that people do want to give her, she delivers right to a charity. And there's a link that you can go to donate as well, because she wants to prove that, you know, girls can do anything and people are good and you can prove it. And you can follow this whole journey on her social media, her Instagram and her Facebook. And the full interview is like 10, 15 minutes, but she talks about how a 7-year-old has asked her to stay with them. She's met so many people from all walks of life, from the 80-year-old woman who yelled at her, and how that turned into a really heartwarming story too. And you have to listen, because she's the most interesting person I have ever met.
I got a brand new pair.
I love this song.
It's perfect. What an inspiring young woman. I'm so impressed by her. I can't wait to go follow her
years old.
Whole story on Instagram. And we can repost it from our Instagram,
it's
too.
It's all over our Instagram, Twitter, and our Facebook already.
Okay, cool. Yes, so you can follow Star941 Atlanta or Jeff and Jen Show and find Eunice right there.
All right. You even want to go, Jen?
I was going to say, I mean, I don't know how, but this, I can do this one quickly. There's a 20-year-old guy in Georgia named Kiran. He was adopted at 3 months old and always wondered who his real parents were. So his adoptive mom gave him Ancestry.com DNA test as a Christmas present, and he found out he had an older brother, and check this out, They lived 15 minutes apart. They were both students at the same college, and they even had the same major.
Stop.
In political science. Yes, so they connected with each other, and even though they are 9 years apart, they are now best friends, hang out all the time. And another cool part, Ancestry.com found out about it and sent Kieran to Africa to research his roots, and actually he found out that he's related to a current king there.
What?
So he went from having no family to finding a brother 15 minutes away and realizing that he's basically royalty.
All the feels, hallelujah. All the feels, hallelujah. All the feels, hallelujah. Jeff and Jen show gon' give it to ya.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.